Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
I'm going to look at this, just expand it just in a short, in a short form. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4, quickly go there. He said, when you are gathered, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, everybody say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, he said, it must be in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is in the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are gathered together and my spirit, notice the people are gathered, plural. My spirit is singular. Paul here is what I call the generating saints. With the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the other people are contributing saints. You see more light on this in Revelation chapter 5. Quickly go there. I'm talking about prayer and the ministry of angels. Revelation chapter 5, look at verse 8. Revelation chapter 5, good. He said, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, having of them golden vials. Vials just mean a bowl. Which are the prayers of the saints. Now, everybody, let's read this thing together so you get it. Because people read the Bible and they don't think. Now, he said, he had taken the book. Everybody say, 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Every one of them, turn your neighbor and say, every one of who? The 24 elders. So turn to your neighbor and say, every elder had two things. He had a harp and he had a vial. Now, the vial was full of what? The prayers of the saints. So when people are, you see, when you are praying many times, it is not all the prayers you're praying that God is putting straight into the earth. Because there's not enough power many times. So God will take some of those prayers and put it in a bowl that is connected to an elder. The elder has the bowl. So Paul here is telling us how it works. He said, when you are gathered, so God gathers the prayers of contributing saints, dumps everything into a bowl or a container. In the realm of the spirit, that the generating saints with the contributing saints, when you now put it together with the power of the Lord, the power of those prayers are now amplified. Leviticus 5 will put 100 to flight, 100 will put 10,000 to flight, 2, 1 will put 1,000 to flight, 2 will put 10,000 to flight, depending on their capacities. So all of that, it comes into a big mix that is amplified. This amplified prayer power is now given to some other angels. Look at Revelation chapter 8. Am I talking to anybody here? I didn't hear you. Revelation chapter 8 and look at verse 3. Excuse me. My hand picked chapter 9. Instead of, okay. And another angel came. I didn't hear you. And stood at the altar, having a golden censer. That's this thing that they used to burn incense. But it's not talking about incense, it's talking about prayer. And there was given unto him, everybody scream it. Do you notice he used the word here, much? Whereas in Revelation chapter 5, he just said odors. The incense had been what? Amplified. So he now transferred to this angel. That this angel now collects the amplified prayers. And then he does what? That he should what? With the prayers of upon the Lord. So everybody who prays, that angel will now take that amplified power and he will distribute it amongst the prayers of the people. Each person, watch this. Getting what he deserves, so to speak. I'll explain. He that sows sparingly shall reap. He that sows bountifully shall reap. That's how it's distributed. Just like I preached this some weeks ago, you know, sowing and reaping prayers. Just like you sow money and you get back a hundredfold. In the same way, when you sow prayer, you get back, because it's amplified now. Then God will now distribute it amongst the prayers of the saints. Next verse. And the smoke of the incense, I didn't hear you, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God out of the angels. Can you see how the ministry of angels is intricately interwoven with our prayer lives? The next verse. And the angel took the censer, I didn't hear you, and filled it with the fire of the altar, and did what? Cast it into the earth. You see, if that prayer went, it was started in the earth, but it didn't have sufficient power. So God mixes it with the spirit of a generating saint, an elder, is on earth, but he's also in heaven, seated at God's right hand because of his spiritual capacity and growth. It's now amplified. That amplified power is now distributed to the prayers of the saints on God's altar, and then recirculated back into the earth with the much incense. This is what is going on. And this is what God wants us to understand. The ministry of angels is intricately interwoven with our prayer lives, especially praying in the Spirit. When you learn to pray in the Spirit and you pray effectively, I must say this. I would say unity. Say united prayer in the Spirit. Say amplified power of united prayer in the Spirit. I'm going to repeat it. Say amplified power of united prayer in the Spirit. Unity at two levels. Number one, love. See, when you say we're gathered in his name, it's not enough to say the name of Jesus. That's his name. But what's his character? Love. That's why walking in love is so crucial. Then the other unity is unity, what I spoke about during the Bible study. Unity of knowledge, speaking the same thing. So when you have saints that are walking in love, speaking the same thing, praying in tongues, that angel, those prayers can be greatly amplified when they are joined with the prayer of a generating saint, an elder. That amplified power is now distributed and offered up with the prayers of the saints, and then recirculated back into the earth. And when it comes back into the earth, it comes with great power. Then it will avail much. Stand to your feet. Turn to your neighbor and say, the government is on your shoulders. Oh. Do you know the government is not on Buhari's shoulders? Now, I know it is. Don't misunderstand me. In the physical. But you see, what will happen in Aso Rock? What will happen in Westminster? What will happen in the White House in Washington? It all depends on what the saints are praying. It is what the saints pray and decree that will happen in Aso Rock, that will happen in Westminster, in London, that will happen in Washington, in the White House, in the House of Congress, and in the House of in the Senate. The government is on our shoulders. The shoulder is not in the head. Jesus is the head, but the shoulder is in the body. We carry the responsibility. Watch this. And we will be accountable for the success or the failure. I must tell you this little story as I close and we pray. Kenneth Hagin, many years ago, I believe it was 1970. This is around the time of Watergate with Nixon, and there were a lot of problems in America at that time. Martin Luther King Jr. was killed in 1968. Robert F. Kennedy was killed the same year. America was fighting the war in Vietnam. That was a very, very unpopular war. Many young people died. There was a lot of turmoil. America was going through a lot, you know. Then 1973, we had Watergate, the Watergate scandal that President Nixon, you know, late President Nixon had to resign, you know. Jesus appears to Kenneth Hagin in a vision. And he says to him, he said, what happened in the nation is not the fault of the president. He says, your fault. Kenneth started to cry. He began to weep. He said, the church has not been praying. And you know, Jesus is very nice. But Kenneth Hagin tells us this, and it's also in the Bible. He said that, you know, sometimes Jesus is really nice and laughs with you. He said, but there's a time when his eye changes. When it's like a flame of fire. This is one of those times. He said, the responsibility is yours. He said, you people have not been praying for your president. All you do is criticize. Hello? The government is not on the president's shoulders. It's on your shoulders. They ain't not been praying. And then he saw three spirits like frogs. They leaped from the Atlantic Ocean into the continental United States. Then he warned him that if you don't pray again, something even worse is going to happen. That's when some of them woke up and started praying better. And then things, you know, Nixon resigned and Ford pardoned him. Then, you know, America, oh, disgraceful. They had to pull out, remember? They had to pull out of Vietnam. Remember? Saigon. But, you know, thank God, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. Brethren, turn to your neighbor again. Saying the government is on our shoulders. We must. I didn't hear you. We must not just pray, but pray effectually, pray fervently, so our prayers will avail much, and the angels will be free to do their work on the earth. Let's talk to God. Hallelujah. In your presence, we are. See, prayer brings us to the presence of God.
In your presence, we are content.
In your presence.
Expressions
of your love,
and revelations of your power and might.
Hallelujah.
In your presence we now bring a love song offering within the presence of our King.
Just stop for a minute. We're going to go back singing in just a minute. I just got a beep. This is what Daniel experienced. When Daniel set his face to seek God with fasting and prayer, after understanding the prophetic times and seasons in which he was living, and he didn't see anything in manifestation, he was still in Babylon. He was still under bondage to Nebuchadnezzar. And yet the 70 years of Jeremiah the prophet were right in front of him. He began to pray. Then Gabriel, in your presence there is light, brought light, understanding, expressions of God's love, revelations of his power and might. And that prayer of Daniel became an offering. to God. For God to be able to do, one man with Shadrach and Abednego, they changed the leadership of empires until Cyrus came and made a decree that everybody who wants to go back to Jerusalem can go back, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet. But it didn't work just because the prophet prophesied it. It worked because the prophet prophesied it and the intercessors birthed it. Now let's sing again with understanding.
A love song offering, wherein the presence of a king.
In your presence, the place of prayer.
In your presence.
Hallelujah. Sing it.
In your presence,
we are content.
We are content.
In your presence.
In your presence, there is light.
There is light.
Expressions of your love.
Expressions of your love. Your power and might.
Lord, in your presence we now bring.
We now bring
a love song offering.
Wherein the presence of our King, in your presence, there is light.
Your
expressions of your love.
Revelations of your power and might.
In your presence,
your presence we now bring
unto you.
A love song offering within the presence of our King.
Put one hand on your heart. Raise your other one to God. I know many of us are already praying, but I want to encourage you to step it up. More effectual, more fervent, in unity, in His name. Not just, oh, in name of Jesus, that's important. Don't misunderstand me. It's a legal requirement. But in love. Speaking the same thing. When the leaders lead, flow with them. Same mind, the same judgment. When you are gathered together in my name, two or three, then whatever they ask, it shall be done. It doesn't just happen just because we're Christians. We must activate the unity of love and the unity of speaking the same thing. And then tongues. Raise that hand. Say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, I thank you that the entrance of your word gives light and understanding. Father, I have better understanding now. I understand that when I'm praying in the Spirit, either alone or in unity, I must be praying with an attitude of love in your name, in your character. Lord, help me. Help me to always make sure my heart is clean by your blood. My attitude is right. That I am in unity. The same mind and purpose with my brethren as we pray. So that your angels will be able to do the work they have been sent to the earth to do. To cause our prayers and the power of our prayers to be amplified and to reign, to rule in the governments of the world and in this earth. as it is written, that thy kingdom, thy dominion come and be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh God, help me understand this responsibility that you are placing on our shoulders as your church. The government has been put, the dominion of the governments of the earth, the responsibility has been put on the shoulders of your church. Oh God, oh God, help me, have mercy. I receive fresh mercy and grace to from now on, not only pray, but pray in unity, pray in love, pray effectually, pray fervently, pray in the spirit with all kinds of prayer so that my prayers can avail much and the angels of God can have power to do what they should do on the earth so that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Nela prakatoska frede. Lo bridi girano moshalika. Father, silibrikato frede inglamatolo moshe. Leeran ask. Father, thank you, silibrikatolo moto frede ingarsk. Lord Jesus, thank you. Ramatolo montolo. Lambrikatolo motu fredesk. Lord Holy Ghost, sepirikikoko fredia. Romotoske frede. Thank you for your blood, shileka koko frede. Thank you for your life, shalebrakaranu sufrede. Thank you for your power. Neyako, real, romosili, rantolo matofrene. Into our souls, lepredelo matofrenesk. Into our bodies, zaria, reinantuski friyak. Into our circumstances, liprono, rematolo matofresk. Into our regional heavenlies, renatsto, rico, reto, ramatolo mashka, rena, lambrikito frinisk, remeri, ronoska, nogrodol, liprenengar. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.